What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Stoney here in for Mr. Valenti, Rico, David, Kenny, and Steve Eisenman spoke today, and we've been playing some cuts. You can read about it with Will Birchfield, the fine columnist for 97.1, theticket.com. And people kind of angry. I was a little angry. I was more angry at the last caller for defending Eisenman because he was a great player.
I think callers are angry at us because they feel like we're being too negative because we have higher expectation of, you know, winning and making the playoffs and doing all those fun things. And we're not getting that right now. Instead, we heard, well, we're a little better.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. All right, let's go to Lisa. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Lisa?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon and happy 4th of July.
Same to you.
Thank you. I've been a long listener, listened to all the different segments when I'm driving around. So I actually just have some statements today. I don't have any questions for you. I have some statements. The last couple callers, just very disgusting. There is no optimism here. Yes, I love Eisenman just like everyone else, but enough is enough. So basically what I want to say is I'm angry. I'm pissed. There's no more excuses. For a general manager after 7 years to say, hopefully, and hope, I think he said it more than twice, it's enough. He needs to rise above, and it's time to walk away. And quite honestly, I don't know all the statistics and facts that you guys all do that call in, but all I do know is I was part of the hockey town. I went to multiple games, huge fan, and there is no hockey town anymore. So it's not just me. It's the Detroit fans. Detroit deserves this, and it's really up to the Ilitch family to take control of the organization and get it done. That's all I have for you.
All right. Well, Lisa, I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, everything she said to me was spot on. I mean, look, I get it. Some people will forever give Steve the runway he needs because you want him to be successful. We all want him to be successful, Stoney, but at some point, it's just not happening. And it's not happening at a pace. Like, if he said this in year three, you're not that angry.
Right. If they don't drastically improve, and I mean, that means make the playoffs this season, they have to make a change. They have to. I mean, it's...
But think about what we've lowered the bar now. Can you just make the playoffs?
Yes.
We've been that beaten down.
Yeah.
Not, let's win a cup. Can we just get that final
seed? Well, like you said, we got to walk before we can run. I can't even think of the cup now. When you look at not just the finals, you look at the Florida Panthers and even Carolina and those teams, they're so far ahead of where we are. Just give me a sniff.
And I guess that's where I would like to see you have the money. Okay, what do we have to do to get up to Florida's level? Who do we have to go and make a trade for? What are the pieces that we need to get there?
The problem is, I'm not giving them an excuse. We don't have really that assets that the other teams are going to want to get. Like when Tkachuk was traded from Calgary to Florida, they gave them their leading scorer, who hasn't actually played that well. They gave him Huberto and somebody else. I mean, they had stuff to give for really good players. We don't. I mean, if Lucas Raymond's a really good player, are you going to trade Lucas Raymond? I don't know. Depends on what you can get. A lot of these young players that everybody's banking on, the ones that are, you know, either in Grand Rapids or even the ones like who are here, you're just starting to see Kasper get good. You don't want to trade him unless you're getting, you know, a part of a package to get something like McDavid, which would never obviously happen. So the problem is, by his own fault for not somehow getting good veterans instead of the Copps and Compers and those guys, he's created this where the only assets they have are their young players, and if they trade the young players, it's not even going to be enough. Then you're going to go back to square one again and be like, God. Look, in fairness, sometimes it doesn't. But look at what Nashville did last year. They got Marchessault, they got Stamkos, they spent all this money, and they're horrible.
Well, here's the problem, and I'm reading this text because it's just too many excuses. Here we go. I don't think the seven-year range is fair for Stevie Y. The first couple years were tearing down from the last administration. He had a COVID year, and then he really started building. He is in year four, as far as I'm concerned. That's the problem.
Didn't everybody have a COVID year?
Thank you. Excuses.
Did we? With this? Just
everybody had a COVID year. Guess who? Yes. Florida won back to back.
Right.
They had a COVID year. Everyone dealt with the same thing there. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to say, sure, he had to tear down some stuff. I get all that. But it's not year four. Your job is still in the teardown. It's still to set things up.
Going from scratch where they were, or actually below scratch, to being a great team, a team that can win a Stanley Cup, can take anywhere from 7 to 10 years. It can in this league, the way it is, the way it's constructed. It shouldn't take you that long to make the playoffs, though. That's my biggest complaint. Let's go to Art. You're a 97 on the ticket.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, fellas. Good talking with you. One thing I keep hearing is that the Wings are young. And when you look at their players, Larkin, DeBrincat, Kane, their goaltending, the guy they just got, the Copps, the Compers, those aren't young guys.
No.
So this idea that they're this young team, they're not the Tigers with all these young and upcoming players. They're not even the Lions with all these upcoming players or the Pistons.
Well, their young guys are Raymond, Kasper, Seider, Evanson right now off the top of my head, okay? They, for some reason, hopefully Kosa will develop down the road. We have no idea. You know, Pelika, everybody seems to love. So that's another one. Who knows about Danielson? I don't know.
I lived in Grand Rapids, and, you know, like, Soderblom's a solid guy.
Right.
But
He's not a star.
Maybe.
No, he's not a star. All right, let me ask you a question. You lived in Grand Rapids. Mm-hmm. Is Kosa going to be a really good NHL goalie, or are we just like, when's Trey Augustine going to get here from Michigan State?
I think Kosa's got a really good chance.
Okay.
When they had a good team in front of him early in the year before they called some guys up, he was doing really well. So I think he's going to be good. I don't know if he's going to be a star, but I think he'll be a good goalie. But they got, this optimism about these young players. By the time you're talking about them being good, Larkin's going to be in his 30s. DeBrincat's going to be in his 30s. Kane and that new guy they got is going to be retired.
Yes.
They're not young.
Right.
And that's my biggest concern is that you don't have like a whole roster of young players that are developing together. So it's hard to be optimistic unless they get some, and his drafting, it's been okay. But you look at Florida, you look at some of these other teams, the way they've drafted, the Edmonton's getting McDavid, where's.
Well, they had the number one pick in the draft, and McDavid was, went first, Eichel went second.
Right.
The Wings didn't have that opportunity. In fact, the year that everybody got all pissed off where the lottery luck was the worst was Lafreniere's year, if I'm not mistaken. And, he turned out not to be a great player. They ended up being drafted whoever the Wings took. I don't know if that was Sider or whatever, or Raymond, better than if they would have had Lafreniere.
Right.
So, look, you never know. It's they're in a rut. They are. And I don't know if it's not all Eisenman's fault. There's no doubt about that. And I don't know how long it's going to take to get out of the rut. That's the big question here. Zach, you're on 97 on the ticket.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, Stoney, how long have you been covering the Wings? For about 20, 25 years or more? Would that be a fair statement?
Close to 40, but that's okay.
Okay. So I don't think the difference of what you've seen Yzerman interview in his younger career years versus what he's interviewing now, that his tonality has changed.
I agree with you.
I don't think people understand that.
That's true.
And I'm going to give you, I guess, a difference of opinion here to where I am for Steve Yzerman. There's a saying goes that everybody's a doctor until you actually need one. And I fully support and am behind Steve Yzerman and what he's doing. I think the biggest, the trade for Gibson, I think was absolutely fantastic. I mean, if we go back and look at all the games that we had the lead, and it came down to third period, the goals that were given up that were soft by either Talbot or Lyon, that you'd be surprised that if Gibson plays the way that he can play, that the saves that he will make, and you'll see the confidence not only in the defensemen, but the forwards. And imagine, injuries will stop happening because you have better playing. There's more excitement to play rather than, oh, crap, the third period, and everybody's got anxiety figuring out who's going to do what to do something.
You're correct. That's a reason. Gibson is a reason for optimism. However, I do want, and you mentioned Talbot and Lyon, that you're not big fans of them, correct?
No.
Okay. Who acquired Talbot and Lyon?
Well, Lyons went somewhere.
Pardon?
From NHL.com.
Yeah, they acquired, Steve Yzerman got him. That's my point.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I misunderstood your question.
No, yeah. Who acquired them? If they're not good, the guy who acquired them has to take some blame for that too, right?
Well, I agree,
okay.
But I mean, you make these decisions based on what you have, and that's exactly what he's doing.
I know.
I agree. Detroit's not a prime destination as it was when we got Wendell Clark, Brett Hall, and I think it was Chelios.
Yes.
When Mr. Ilitch went out and basically bought himself a Stanley Cup.
There was no cap back then either, so it was completely different. By the way, breaking news that I can't decide whether it's going to make David happy or unhappy. That's coming up next. 97 won the ticket.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.